Hey, what's going on, you fucking weirdos? It's your old pal Ian here. And welcome to the inside of my brain. And listen up, baby, I'm crazy, but I ain't insane. That's right. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. I don't know when you're listening, but I'm glad you're listening. Thank you for everyone reaching out, saying hi, hello. Been getting good feedback, and feels nice. Glad y'all are enjoying the pod. And the pod's name is Ian Fidance's Wild World. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am talking to you from a Greyhound bus in Burlington, Vermont. That's right. Last night I just played the old Laugh Shack in Burlington. And now I'm on a bus headed to Manchester, New Hampshire to do the Shashkeen Pub. That's right. Last night I slept in an upstairs attic in a twin bed in the same room as a man named Matt, whom I'd never met, but he did meet me when he told me to turn off the light because he couldn't sleep. He kept coughing and breathing heavy, and I knew he wanted me to turn off the light, but if you want something done, you say it. You don't just passive-aggressively make noises. So, of course, that annoyed me, and when he was tossing, turning, I was loving it. Yes, if it was up to me, I would have turned the light even brighter. So he asked me to turn the light off, and I did. You know, I'm a jerk, but I ain't a dick, you know? And, fucking getting in and out of this bed, I had to go down these stairs. I'm clunking around, making noise. I'm like, oh god, I don't want to wake up Matt, but I also have to piss my brains out. Anyway, I'll save you the details. If you're catching up from the last pod, I got into some heavy stuff. This one's going to be lighter. But, I did, you know, kind of go off about, feeding that little animal inside of me. A little hound dog. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Wanting to hump all the time. Bing, ba-ding, bing, bing, ba-ding. When that's, oh yeah, and by the way, there's only four people on this bus. I'm in the back, so you don't gotta worry about me being annoying or anything. I do kind of want to interview someone on the bus. That would be fun, right?
I know you're sleeping here, but do you want to be on a podcast? Oh, what's a podcast? It's the greatest way to annoy anyone in conversation. Hello. Man, these mountains are beautiful, dude. I wish y'all could see this. I mean, I feel like I'm a Simon and Garfunkel song, America. Just riding along in a Greyhound bus. You know? Oh my god, what a song. I should play that. I don't wanna, you know. Maybe I will. I mean, really, no one can hear me. I'm on the back of the bus. But I mean, man, what a song. I'm in the Greyhound bus, and I'm, I mean, listen to this. Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner's pies, and we walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh. Oh my god, I didn't board a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, but I did board one in Burlington, Vermont. Yeah, it's just nice. I love being on the road, just especially having someone else drive. Woo-wee. Man, Saturday night I was in Connecticut. Ooh, loved it. Went up with my buddies Boris Hyken and Joseph Roberts. Both very funny. Man, we had a real good time. Oh my god, Boris drove up. I got to annoy him enough to play my tunes. Yeah, got some Queens of the Stone Age, Caius, a little Funkadelic, Parliament. Had a real good time. There's a New York City hardcore themed cupcake shop and dessert bar, and you know I went, and you know I hung out with Jeremy from 100 Demons, what's up? And you know I fanboyed out at all the different flyers from the 80s and 90s from CBGB's. That's right. I ordered a Bad Brains.
They had Age of Caramel. They had a Chai Halud. I mean, you can't beat hardcore puns. Come on, baby. But, yeah, Jeremy talked to me, and he got me in touch with Hoya Rock for Mad Ball, so I'm hoping to get him on. We talked. Might get him on in March. Talk to the fellas for Mad Ball. That'd be pretty sick. But, yeah, man, I just love being in a bus, going to the next gig, feeling like I'm a Bob Seger song. Just so beautiful getting to see parts of America you never think you'd see. Comedy's the only reason I ever travel. One day I'm going to make enough money where I can do, like, a little vacation somewhere. I want to go to Iceland. Woo-wee. That'd be fun. Anyway, man, yeah. I don't really know what I was talking about. But, hey, man, we're just going with it, you know? It's funny to think about Simon and Garfunkel, that song, where he's like, Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. It's like, that chick Kathy was in the song, but who was Kathy really? Was she just some groupie that Paul Simon fucked? And he's like, yeah, I'm going across America. She's like, can I come, Paul? I'm like, yeah, if you want. Or was it like a lover he was into? Whatever happened to Kathy? You hear these people in songs and they're just, they live in the song and then they just die and we never hear from them, you know? Maybe Paul and Kathy got in a fight and he left her somewhere in Jersey. And then that becomes a song. I left my gal in Jersey. Man. Yeah, so I ended up going on a little tear. Went on a couple dates. Got my dick sucked. Feeling good. That's right. There's something wrong in this town. I don't know what it is. When you ask me where I want to come, and I say daddy wants to come in your mouth, and then old gal says, okay, and then when you're going to come, she ends up just giving you a hand job. What? I'm an adult. Daddy said, listen to daddy. Daddy, please. Come where daddy says. Daddy, come. Daddy makes comes. I mean, what the hell? Is it a me problem? I've gotten compliments before. You know, maybe I could give it an old taste test myself. Try out the goods, you know. We here at the Ian Finance Cum Factory guarantee our cum tastes good. How do we know? We try it ourselves. That's right. Every day, some say too many days, we end up just jizzing in our own mouth, swashing around. Quality control is number one here at Ian Finance Cum Factory. Because when it comes to cumming, you're going to love it. That's my little ad. Yeah, man, I had a good week. I'm excited for where I'm going, what I'm getting into, and what I've been really getting into. Today, recording, February 28th. That's right. Y'all know what February 28th is? Today is the 25th anniversary of the raid at Waco. That's right. Yep. 25 years ago, today, February 28th, 1993, the U.S. government sieged the Mount Carmel compound in Waco, Texas, with illegal search warrants, peppered with talk of child abuse, meth labs, and drug trafficking, as well as illegal firearm ownage. Now, where did they get that information? From a guy named Mark Brule, a defector from the Branch Davidians, who in the late 80s said that he was a prophet, challenged David Koresh. The group of Branch Davidians said he was not a prophet. He was kicked out of the group. And what do you know? He enacted vengeance by going to Child Protective Services, making claims of child abuse. They went, investigated, found nothing. And then years later, he brought it up again and brought up drug trafficking. Okay. Now, earlier, before the Branch Davidians and before Dave Koresh ended up going on the property, when he was Vernon Howe, another guy, Dan Roden, he ended up having a meth lab, producing meth, got destroyed, still remnants of the lab. Branch Davidians were trying to live a holy and pious life, but Some of them had drug charges. Some of them lived lives. So the government said, because there were remnants of a meth lab and residents at Mount Carmel that had prior drug arrests, they had the right for a search warrant for drug use and trafficking on the property. Branch Davidians made their money by having a mill, having a permit that cost $200 so that they could legally make semi-automatics automatic. What they would do is they would create these guns and go around to gun shows, resell them, make a lot of money, and then that's how they funded a lot of their lives. But the government, the ATF, back in 92, had a debacle at Ruby Ridge, where there was a standoff, and they ended up murdering a child, a dog, and the wife of Randy Weaver? Ah, oh, fuck. Great. Now I'm not a credible source. It's funny because there's a book called Every Knee Shall Bow, and it's Roger Weaver, but there's a miniseries, and Roger Weaver is played by Randy Quaid. Very funny. Anyway, Roger Weaver. They killed his wife, shot her head off, and while they're trying to get him out, negotiating, they don't know that they killed his wife, and they're addressing her. Susan, come out. Susan. And then old Weaver's thinking, oh my God, are they mocking me? Are they mocking my dead wife? Anyway, again, they felt there was illegal arms usage, and they fucking went hog wild, the ATF, killed some innocent people. And then who was at fault? I don't know. The Weavers ended up getting a $3.1 million lawsuit from the government. Oh, it was Randy Weaver. Fuck, I'm an asshole. Randy Weaver, played by Randy Quaid. Hilarious. Anyway, so because of Ruby Ridge, the ATF, microscope, right? Everyone's fucking angry. March 10th, they had a budget vote. They were going to cut funding to the ATF. But if the ATF successfully raided Mount Carmel and showed the world that they were still relevant and needed to be funded, they would end up getting their budget renewed. Which is interesting because that's related to the education system, because a lot of schools, the majority of schools in the country, they have these standardized tests where if the kids don't pass, the administration doesn't get funding. So you teach the kids how to take the test, and I know because I got a job teaching the kids how to take a test, and I ended up having to teach the kids the subject and a little bit about life too. Yep. I wasn't just a teacher, I was a life coach, these kids. Do as I say, not as I do, kids. But, yeah, if these kids don't pass the test, school doesn't get the funding. Make the kids pass the test, do whatever you can so I can keep my job. That's right. So the ATF pushed for this raid on February 28th so that they could show the world that they still knew what they were doing. The whole precipice of the raid was the element of surprise. February 28th, Branch Davidians knew they were coming. They had an undercover agent in the compound, went out, told everyone, hey, they know we're coming. Call it off. Well, if they called it off and they waited, also, some of the shit in the search warrant wasn't legit. They just added those drug things a couple days beforehand because they wanted to beef up the charges. They end up raiding. Element of surprise completely done. Completely over. They hire publicists. They film the whole thing. They go hog wild. They got 75 fucking agents. They bring in military helicopters. They're fucking going nuts. Later they bring in tanks. All against American citizens. All based on a lie. All because people were living together in a way that they didn't agree with. It's happened before. Happened with a MOVE bombing in the 80s. with the African militants in Philadelphia living together. Sure, they had some weapons. Sure, there were some gun charges, murder charges. Someone got out of jail, Johnny Africa. They wouldn't come out. What'd the Philadelphia police do? They dropped a bomb on their house. What, 35, 45 different houses along the block get burned up in the way? They don't give a fuck. Anyway, today's the anniversary. There's speculation on who shot first, but it's widely circulated. Oh, also, a lot of this stuff's under gag order still. It's funny because when Waco was going down, they made the media completely back off. They weren't allowed on the property because they were saying that they can't endanger the media. They don't want the media endangered. Well, if the journalists are kept so far away from the front lines, they're not able to properly scrutinize the actions of the law enforcement agencies or negotiators. Yeah, don't endanger the media. But then bring them in the Gulf War, Vietnam, photographers around. Put them on the front lines. But we don't want to endanger the media. Yeah, because you're lying and you're doing a bunch of bullshit that's covering up the fact that you're at fault. The front door on the day of the shooting is very important because it showed that the trajectory of the bullets were coming not from the inside out, but the outside in. And then on April 19th, when the armored vehicle started to destroy the property and throw CS gas, the whole time, we're worried about women and children. We want to get the women and children out. Then they do psychological warfare and throw in CS gas, knowing that there are kids inside. They don't give a fuck. They just knew they were looking like idiots because they couldn't get these guys out. Anyway, the left side of the door had the bullets, had bullet trajectory from bullets coming from the inside to the outside. The right side of the door had bullet trajectory showing that bullets were coming from the outside inside. Apparently, on April 19th, a tank took out those doors. The left side of the door was warped, but still able to be used in evidence. The right side of the door, they said that the missing steel melted during the blaze. Yet, other metal items inside, guns, cartridges, tricycles, cans of food, kitchenware, still pieces of evidence. Can't melt steel beams, man. I know I sound like a lunatic, but whatever. I don't know. It's just this whole thing, man. The government's not our friends. Obama, God love him, he was a fever dream. Thinking, Obama's our cool dad, Hillary's our mom, Bernie is bae. No. The government doesn't give a fuck, man. That's why it's weird about Trump. He's just exposing all of this. The wet dream that the government cares is over. Trump's united us in hatred. He's showing us day after day that it's all a sham. I don't know, man. It's just pretty wild, everything that happened. Miscommunication going on. The bravado. All ends up in the killing of innocent lives. I might sound like a lunatic or whatever. I mean, David Koresh, he ain't no innocent dude. But he lived his life by the Bible. So when he married a 14-year-old girl, they said that it was biblical. Which, a lot of shit in the Bible's not okay. I mean, he was an egomaniac. He was power hungry. But, you know, you talked a lot of Branch Davidians. They were happy living the life they lived. It was all family, whatever. Family doesn't have to be defined as a mom, dad, kids living in one house. Communal living. Community. Raised by the community. It's tough being a parent, having a bunch of kids in charge of their well-being. What? You know? That's why uncles, aunts, and everything help out. Grandparents. What about other people getting other experiences? Having different types of blood in there. Different types of food. Different types of ways of being. Makes you better. I don't know. I think going out in the world and experiencing a bunch of different shit, even though I've only left Delaware and lived in New York City, but New York City, holy shit, petri dish for the weird. Helped make me who I am. You know, comedy too. Thank God for comedy. It's got me in this world where I'm around different people all the time. I don't want to be around people that think like me all the time. I ain't gonna grow, you know? If you're not growing, what are you doing? Ugh. Anyway, we're in Mount Pelier, Vermont right now. Fuck, the bus just stopped. People got on. I could have gotten a cigarette. Oh, well, whatever. Man, a lot of people out. Well, it is like fucking noon. What is it? 12:25. Nice little town. Little town in a quiet village. Every day like the one before. Little town in a quiet village. And come to say... Bonjour, 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 bonjour. Beauty and the Beast is so funny. Fucking everyone thinks Belle's a weirdo because she just likes to read and she doesn't like to gossip. Everyone else in the town's so shitty.
Ah, that Belle's peculiar. She likes to read and respects herself. Now let me go suck off the town blacksmith.
I don't know, man. I'm rambling. Whatever.
Let's try to call Gail. Huh? You want to call Gail? Yeah. She's probably working or something. Let's see.
Hey.
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 What's going on?
I'm just at my Ray Charlie's. I'm looking on Amazon, and they have organic. Could I send you a shipment? A
little what?
A little, like, organic fillets and...
Oh, my goodness.
It's like 2-day shipment. I mean, I won't do it till you get back, but...
Well, I don't think I'll be home, and if I'm not home, they're just going to send it to the post office, and then you got meat melting at the post office.
Right.
But that's sweet of you to think of that, Mom. Thank
but
you.
But when you do go back to New York,
yes.
I mean... You can, they give you updates when, I'll give them your email, and they send it right to your phone, because I just had stuff sent to Shirley's, and they update me right on my phone.
Oh, that's so nice. So yeah, maybe we'll do that, Mom.
Yeah, it'll make it a lot easier than you drag and everything.
Well, that's sweet of you, Mom. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Wow. What are you doing at Shirley's? It sounds like you're swimming in a pool.
Oh, it does. No, I'm out. I came outside.
Oh, is the weather nice?
Gorgeous. How about there?
Yeah, I'm sitting at a bus stop in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Did you get lobster in Maine? Or you?
No, no, I haven't been to Maine yet. If I get a lobster roll sandwich, I'll send you a picture.
Oh, get a couple. Eat a couple for me. You have to while you're there.
Oh, you know what I love about you, Mom? When I see a person, you go, Ian, send them a hug and a kiss from me. And if I talk about food, you go, eat one for me. That's what you do. Ian, send a hug and a kiss to the lobster for me.
You know, now that...
Oh, you're gonna see Alan. You're gonna see Allison. Eat her for me. you got your wires crossed, Mom.
All right, Mr. Funny Guy.
Yeah.
You've got that one. Yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in New Hampshire right now. It made me think of Aunt Carol and all that.
Oh, lovely.
Yep.
Good. Well, get rid of that thought real quick.
Yeah, right, those jerks.
Oh, my God. Well, we won't even go there.
Let's not go there, girlfriend.
No way.
Uh-uh.
No way.
Bigger and brighter pastures.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
No negativity.
No negativity.
Yeah.
Oh, except if you get an AIDS test, then you want it to be negative.
Oh, you are on the ball, aren't you?
Uh-huh. I am the ball, baby.
Oh, my God, you are quick.
Uh-huh.
Jeez. So are you having fun or what?
Yeah, remember when you used to tell me I could get AIDS from a handshake because you didn't want me to get people's germs on me?
No. All right, yes I do.
On my sports drinks you used to write Ian Only so no one would drink out of it and all the kids thought my last name was Only.
I do remember that also.
Uh-huh.
I do, yep.
Yep.
See, when you love somebody you just go a little cuckoo.
Yep, do anything to protect them. Remember that time? Remember that time at Sears, the Ninja Turtles showed up and you somehow lied and got us on stage?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
How did you do that?
Oh, do I remember that? Yeah.
How'd you get me on stage to dance with the Ninja Turtles?
I remember that. Jeez, I forget, but now that you mention it, I do remember that. You were like, yeah. I forget. I think I snuck you up all the way, like, didn't we, like, go all the way up to the left? I don't.
Yeah, to the stage. Yeah. And then you just pushed me and told me to go up there.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. You snuck around, and then we get to the stage, and you just push me on it. And then I'm just standing there with a bunch of people dressed up like Ninja Turtles.
Hey, but nobody threw you off. They liked having you up there.
Yeah.
Right?
It's so funny. I remember Dad took me to go see the Ecto-Mobile at the Philadelphia Car Show, and there was a velvet rope, and he goes, go behind it, get close to the car. And I go, no, I'm scared. And he picked up the rope and pushed me to the car.
We only wanted the best for you.
Uh-huh.
We didn't care how. Yeah. How you got.
Yep, just pushing old Ian up to the things he likes and making him scared of him at the same time.
Oh my God. Remember the time we almost got thrown out of the one of the Phillies games because, what was I, trying to get an autograph or a ball or something?
Yeah, and these guys are like, that lady climbed a fence. Yeah. Yeah, you climbed a fence to get Ricky Jordan and Dickie Thon's autographs.
Hey, we got them, didn't we?
Uh-huh. Yep. You guys really taught me whatever I want, by any means necessary.
See?
Oh, that's Jeez. So funny.
Oh, my God. It's all coming back to me now that you're met. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God. Yeah, so right. Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh my God, I had forgotten all of that.
I mean, Mom, we have pictures of me with the Ninja Turtles, and it looks like somebody just killed my family in front of me. I'm so scared.
Oh, you loved it. You loved it. Listen, now you have something funny to talk about.
Uh-huh.
You loved it. You were in your glory.
Yep, just being a little turtle. Do you remember when I used to dress up as characters and I used to get do you remember the cardboard box and I'd live in it and I'd only eat cheese and make you guys call me Splinter?
Do I remember it? Oh my God. Do I remember it? And when you were the Ninja Turtles, you had to have gloves with your fingers like separated, or we had to cut gloves to.
Oh yeah. And
do you remember that?
And I cut holes in your scarves and you got mad at me?
Oh, yeah. Of course I did. Oh, yeah. You used to have with duct tape on your jumpsuits. But even when you went to preschool, you had to have the Ghostbusters name. And if the teacher didn't call you by the name on your duct tape that week or whatever, you would not answer her. She's like, Ian's old enough now that he should respond to his name and know he's really not
Peter Venkman.
Peter or, yeah.
That's so funny because it's like I was trans, but only about Ghostbusters. Like some
Maybe
kids
that's
are like.
Why you like trans so much now.
Right? Oh, that's so funny. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, you guys supported me all along.
I'm telling you, we pushed you right into it.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's so funny.
And you said we never drank.
I know, right?
We were straight as straight could.
Uh-huh. I wasn't.
No, well, I guess you took care of all of Travis with your weirdness.
Yeah, yeah, with my weirdness. Oh, you guys aren't going to drink? I'll drink. Oh, you guys are straight? I'll take care of the curves.
Oh, my God, Ian. I'll never forget. I've always said I do not want a boring child, and I wanted a boy. Never out loud. I mean, I did say I don't want a boring kid, but never out loud did I ever say I wanted a boy. But, whew, watch what you wish for, because I got both of them.
Hey, lady. am I just a picture of everything you ever wanted, or what?
Oh, my God. You're more than...
Uh-huh.
You're more than a picture. You've always been way over the top, Ian, with every waking us up like 5:30 with a baseball bat and a ball. Come on, it wasn't even light out yet. We were at that baseball field every day, early, like 7 by 8. I mean, you and your cowboy just...
Oh, yeah, I had to wear my cowboy boots because I thought that's what the Ghostbusters wore.
Oh, my God. Yep. Your little short shorts and your cowboy boots. Oh, how adorable.
Not much has changed.
Oh, my God. When you were so little and you had those long ringlets and that... Where did you get his hair permed? You used to really T.O. your daddy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's like, why would anybody get their child's hair permed? He's a natural.
Yep.
Just like when we took you to that all-natural doctor and he gave you that pill that calmed you down too much.
Uh-huh.
Daddy made me flush them. Oh, I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
I said, we can just give him a quarter. No, we can't even have it. No, they're going... My son's not... He is who he is.
I remember that day we went to the doctor's office and I fell asleep in the back of a pickup truck. And Dad got so mad because it changed me.
Oh, yeah. It was horrible. Yeah. I'm like, isn't this wonderful? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, right?
And I'm like, oh, my God, as much as you slam on the table and scream, you want that...
Yeah, right. Yeah, and then the second he died, we all marched to the doctor's office. Pump him up. Medicate him.
Oh, my God. Well, they wouldn't let you back at IHM unless you were on
medicine.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit of a mess. Be careful what you wish for, Gail.
And as soon as we went to that specialist, she was like, oh, I don't even have to call the results. I mean, I can tell you right now. I don't know. She's like, whoa. Remember, what was her name?
Oh, I don't know, but I remember the lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I got taken out of school one day, and then I just had to sit in this woman's house and answer a million questions.
It was her house.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you, Mom? Did I ever tell you that when she was giving me those tests, she touched me?
I knew you were going to say that. I would have had my last dollar that I...
Mom, the lady touched me.
I knew. I so knew you were going to say that just now. Yeah. Yes, you're such a brat. Yeah, she's like, oh, no. And then the doctor said, now you're going to hear the kids outgrow this, but Ian's not going to, so don't go getting your hopes up. He's going to be an adult with ADHD. In fact, he's going to have it forever is what I'm trying. I'm like, oh, please.
And look at that. Always have it, and now it helps me so that I can be in Manchester, New Hampshire, having ADHD on stage in front of other people.
Boy, your HD is really...
My hyperactive disorder?
Oh, my God, Ian, you've always been...
I don't have a disorder, Mom. How dare you?
You're the one that said it. I said you're. Oh God, when you were just born, eh? And they had to tilt your little bed when you were still in the hospital because you'd crawl up. I brought you in little socks that covered your knees because your knees were all red, and a padded cap hat so you wouldn't bang your. You crawl from the bottom. You were like.
Well, Mom.
You were only in there for three. They called you Super Baby.
That's so cute, but in reality, I was a premature, yellow, jaundiced rat baby just clawing at a cage. And you're like, look how cute he is. And I'm just like, meow, meow.
But no baby moves like that young, especially a little 3-pound 11.
Isn't it funny that I was born 3 pounds 11 ounces, and you could hold me in the palm of your hand, and then for the rest of my life I'd be a real handful.
No, you were long. You were just thick. You weren't regular. You were long. I mean, you didn't just fit in the palm of our hand, but you were tiny.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to write these down. I'll forget them. They're
and
the
one of my favorite bands was 311. How about that, huh?
Oh, my God. The music I used to take you kids to listen to.
I know.
All over, too. Hey. Dragging your band equipment. Oh, my God. I was a good mother. I still am.
Hey, was.
Where's
always
my
were.
Reward? You are my reward.
That's right. Hey. My presence is a present.
I would, this huge tree in front of me, I'd be hanging off of it if I didn't have you. I really would be. I'd climb way to the top. I can't even look up that far.
Yeah?
Yeah, for real.
Well, I'd kill myself if I didn't have you, Mom.
See?
Let's make a suicide pact. When one dies, the other goes out.
Nah.
No? All right.
Nah.
Okay, you win.
Because I am 65.
Oh, yeah.
You know, figure I have, what, 20 more years?
Oh, I thought you were going to say days.
So, and that would only make you... Now, you have to hang around and clean out the house. And...
I can't wait to see how full of shit it is the next time I visit.
Oh, you wait. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Man. Paula is a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice you got friends to help you out, Mom.
Yes.
Well,
she's
good.
Amazing. Yep.
Well, hey, listen, I gotta run, okay?
I know. Oh, I love you so much.
I love you too. Hey, you might not love me as much. I just recorded this. I'm gonna put it on the podcast.
No! Ian, listen to me. Ian.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It was a nice talk.
It was a nice talk. Let me tell you one thing. Right now, and you listen up, and you listen up good. This is the last time you do this podcast me thing without me knowing it.
All right. Deal. From now on, I'll tell you up top.
Oh, not on.
But it's the only way I can let you speak freely.
We have fun conversations like this a lot.
But I'm afraid if you know I'm recording, then you won't talk normally.
Oh, you're right.
You know?
I love you.
All right, I love you too. I'll call you later, okay?
If you were here right now. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Jesus. All right, darling.
All right, I'll call you after my show tonight and let you know how it goes, okay? All right. Love you. Bye-bye.
It's a damn good thing I love you, and that's all I have to say.
Hey, lady, you ain't no saint neither, all right?
Goodbye.
Love you. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph, that is just...
Gail rules.
All right. That was a fun one. Thank you for listening. I had fun making it. Appreciate you guys tuning in. What we learned today? Well, we learned that Greyhound buses make the best podcast recording studios. We learned that Gail always has been and always will be the fucking best. And we also learned that no matter what, the government is not your friend. I'm going to be laughing up Poughkeepsie, Saturday, March 10th. Sunday, March 4th, I'm going to be at Knitting Factory Brooklyn. I got a ton of city dates coming up. Check out my website, ianfinance.com. Saturday, March 17th, the Union Hall for Picture This. A little monthly show. It's a blast. I'm going to have a weekly coming out soon. Another monthly, so check up on me at iAnimal on Instagram. ianfinance on Twitter. And I really appreciate you guys, and I hope you guys appreciate yourselves too, man. It's real fun. I'm enjoying it. Hope you are too. All right, now, have a good day. Enjoy every sandwich. Bye-bye.